WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. The United States is large. One of this nation's principal advantages is an abundance of land able to serve many different economic functions. The 48 contiguous states alone are home to 1.9 billion acres, as indicated by Bloomberg using surveys, satellite images, and categorizations from various government agencies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture divides America into six major types of land. Cropland takes up more than a fifth of land in the 48 contiguous states. That translates into nearly 400 million acres. More than 650 million acres are used for pasture and range land. Another roughly 540 million acres is devoted to forest. By contrast, urban areas comprise fewer than 70 million acres of land, which translates into less than 4% of the lower 48. Despite that, 4 in 5 Americans live, work, and play in these areas. With so many Americans living in these communities, it is not surprising that these areas contribute significantly to U.S. economic output. The 10 most productive metropolitan areas alone contributed approximately 40% of U.S. gross domestic product in 2016. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. For those of you eager to see greater use of renewable energy, I bring good news. According to a recently released report supplied by the U.S. Energy Department, renewable energy, led by solar and wind, is projected to be the fastest-growing source of U.S. electricity generation for at least the next 2 years. Bolstered by rapidly declining prices, utility-scale solar power is anticipated to expand by 10% this year and 17% next year. Wind power is projected to expand at 12% this year and 14% next year, which means that it is poised to vault ahead of hydropower as a source of electricity for the first time in recorded history. Meanwhile, as indicated by writer Matt Egan, coal, long the power industry's king, continues its rapid descent. The share of total power generation in America from coal-fired power plants declined to 28% last year. That compares to 45% in 2010. Coal's market share is expected to dip to 24% by 2020. In absolute terms, U.S. coal consumption declined by an estimated 4% last year to its lowest level since 1979. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. As indicated by the International Monetary Fund and other organizations, the global economy has begun to slow. The fund has downgraded expectations for worldwide growth in 2019 twice in recent months, and additional downgrades appear likely. As indicated by writer Keith Bradshaw, many factors are at work. Despite a still strong labor market, the U.S. economy, which grew rapidly last year, is showing some signs of a slowdown in the wake of recent interest rate increases. Europe's resurgence appears to have come to an end, with Italy in recession and Germany's industrial engine beginning to sputter. In the past, a rapidly expanding Chinese economy has helped the world out during periods of weakness, including most notably during the global financial crisis. But today, China's economy is accelerating the loss of global economic momentum. Auto sales have plunged there since last summer. Smartphone sales are also dipping. The real estate market has stagnated as deeply indebted developers are required to pay higher interest rates as they refinance their debts. Last year, the Chinese economy expanded 6.6%, which sounds impressive enough, but represents the slowest rate of growth since 1990. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, America added jobs for a 100th consecutive month in January. The nation added 304,000 jobs last month, blowing through consensus estimates of 170,000. But there's far more good news on the labor market front. Wages rose at least 3% on a year-over-year basis for the sixth consecutive month. extending the best period for pay increases since the recession ended. True, the nation's unemployment rate rose last month to 4% from 3.9% a month earlier. But rising unemployment may merely be temporary. The Labor Department indicates that the federal government shutdown that dominated the news last month resulted in thousands of federal workers being counted as being temporarily laid off. As indicated by the Wall Street Journal, the employment data affirmed that the U.S. economy remains on solid footing despite growing concerns regarding a slowing global economy. That said, there is some cause for concern since consumer and small business confidence have been slipping of late. The housing market cooled last year as mortgage rates rose for much of the year, and tariffs appear to be slowing a number of manufacturing segments. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.